The title of today's message is Live to be a Witness. The passage is found in Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 8. Here's the word of God. On one occasion, while he, Jesus, was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then they gather around him and ask him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And the verse, key verse, is in chapter, verse 8, part A, is a key verse for the message this morning. And it is, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. As I'll read together this key verse. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. To live as a witness for Christ is the title of the passage our pastor will deliver. Greetings to the congregation. Today's message is to live as a witness. To live as a witness is a responsibility. You will receive the power and you will be my witnesses. However, God is demanding for each one of us. We have to wait. There's a flight that has been canceled. And then another plane has not come. And all the passengers are waiting in line, waiting for the airline to be arranged for the new. There's one person coming with seat of 1A to the officer at the desk. I am waiting for this. Or can you please wait? And when the plane comes, and I will make sure that you get the seat. And this person, passenger, asked for many times, but do you know who I am? He yelled because he was so impatient. And so she picked up the PA and said, there is a gate here, there's one here who doesn't know who he is, and he wants to know who he is. If anyone know who this person is, please come forward. And waiting is so impatient. Our Jesus has a plan for all of his children in Acts chapter 1 that we have been read. After he suffered, he showed that he has been resurrected, and many evidence that he's been alive. He appeared for 40 days and teach all that his Father taught him. So the apostle can confirm the faith. Jesus resurrected. He appeared by many ways to affirm their faith. And Jesus was with them for 40 days before he ascended to heaven to teach them about the kingdom of God. And during that time, Jesus told them, you have to wait. Do not go, but wait in Jerusalem. And waiting is something that's very difficult for some of us to do. We have to be asking immediate results. And sometimes we need to wait. To wait for the Lord. based on what we have read. To become a witness of the Lord, we have to wait on the Lord. That we have to depend on the Lord. And third, we need to wait, depend on the power. Let's pray for guidance. You are a loving Father in heaven. We're thankful because in your plan, you have chosen us, that we are not worthy to give us everlasting life, that you have given us responsibility on this earth. May we understand your plan, that you have you are using us so that we can know how to wait on you. We learn how to do what the Lord is waiting for us to do, that are in your plan, that we receive the power that you are giving us to do your work. May you guide us in your work. We are thankful, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And this morning, let's think about to become a witness of the Lord. We have to know how to wait on the Lord. In verse 4, the Lord said, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait. Why did Jesus ask them to wait in Jerusalem? Jerusalem has been chosen as the capital of Israel at that time. Jerusalem is a place chosen by God, as Solomon built the temple of the Lord there in Jerusalem. And the day when it was dedicated, Solomon prayed, put your foot on this temple. When the children come here, wherever they turn their heart toward the Jerusalem place, turn toward the temple, then hear their prayer, Lord. Jerusalem is a place where God, everybody must pray for peace in Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure in Psalm 122 verse 6. Jerusalem is where the Son of God has been sacrificed himself on the cross in Golgotha. And Jerusalem is chosen by God to give the good news to the whole world. And that is the first city is planned in the plan of God for the gospel. That when the Holy Spirit descended on the apostle, you will receive the power and then you will be witness for me from Jerusalem to Samaria and all of Judea and to the end of the earth. Why they have to wait in Jerusalem? Because that's the place again they can be of a relationship with God. They will be close to where the temple is, in the place where Jesus gave the new commandment, the new commission to spread the gospel from there. Without this command, they can return back to home. They can become fishermen again. And they are reading of the life before. They have done that before, a fisherman. But before Jesus ascended, he affirmed that all the apostles, 120 here to wait in Jerusalem, from among the 500 followers, when we see that 380 others, wherever they are, many have departed. Maybe they weren't finding any more attraction, and only 120 are remaining. Only 120 remaining in Jerusalem. And if they are not in Jerusalem, they may be in the same faith as the other 380 who has lost faith in the Lord Jesus at that time. You must wait in Jerusalem. Waiting is something very difficult, but you, Jesus said, have to wait. The first thing that has to wait at is you have to wait to receive the promise of the Holy Spirit that the Father has promised. What did Father promise for his children in Jerusalem? Joel was a prophet God had chosen 500 years before Jesus. Talk about a promise that God has promised. In Joel chapter 4, in the last day, I will pour out my spirit in those days. In Joel chapter 2, verse 28, even on my servant, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit on those days. And that promise was reminded in Luke chapter 2, verse 12. This is what Peter encouraged. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on those days. The daughters and sons will prophet. They will see vision. The old man will dream. All that Holy Spirit will do all those things in the last days. And this is the time that the promise of God has been fulfilled. Jesus affirmed, must wait in Jerusalem, the thing that the Father has promised, that you have heard me speak. And Jesus sacrificed himself on the Last Supper. Jesus had said, told the apostle that I will go is of benefit to you. But when I go, I will ask my Father to give you a counselor to be with you forever. That will teach me. That spirit will teach you, will lead you at what you will have to do. And this, what Jesus had promised before he sacrificed himself on the cross. And they told him now, you remain in Jerusalem. That will do what the Father will promise that I have spoken to you about. And here, John has baptized you in the Holy Spirit, but in a few days you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Dear congregation, Jesus wants his apostles to experience this. You will be received, baptized by the Holy Spirit. When Jesus said, I thought that the apostle did not understand what it was, but they could understand that the Spirit will be upon with their life. And if the Spirit of God be with them, then can do many great things. In the past, Moses was a leader of the Israelites to lead them out of Egypt into the promised land because the Spirit was with Moses. In the ultimate, Samson has a new strength to fight that he can fight because of the Holy Spirit, the strength of us are with him. And Gideon has fought the Midianites because the Holy Spirit was with them. Same with David when he defeated the Philistine. He was relying on the Holy Spirit to fight with him to defeat the Philistine. They could understand that Solomon glorified the Lord in the temple, that he received the Holy Spirit that gave him the glory, and gave him a glory nation of Israel above all nations. And Daniel can be peaceful in the lion's den because the Holy Spirit has protected him. baptized by the Holy Spirit is not an experience in the Old Testament. But now Jesus said, in a few days you will receive the baptism by the Holy Spirit. But to receive that, do not leave town, but remain in Jerusalem. And they heard Jesus, and they waited to remain in Jerusalem. But they are waiting how they will. In verse 13 and 14, they all joined together constantly in prayer on that room that they were afraid when Jesus was sacrificed. They closed the door behind them because they fear that others can bring them problems. There, the apostles meet. There are other apostles. And there are many where Mary was there also. The mother of Jesus and all the followers of Jesus waiting there and praying constantly. And in during that 10 days, praying continually to ask for, to receive the promise that Jesus promised. They have wanted to ask that Jesus had promised to appear the Holy Spirit. Maybe Jesus is waiting for you and me. One thing, but how do we wait? What is our attitude while waiting? Are we wait patient? Are we of one heart to pray? Are we wishing to receive what Jesus is promising to us? There's a story of a prisoner committed murder and to be executed. While he was waiting to be executed, he felt that he was very, the throat was very dry, and he asked for a cup of water. And they brought him a cup of water. But because he was so afraid, he could not bring it to his mouth to drink. And the king, who was about witnessing this execution, said, "Don't worry. Whenever you finish drinking this water, then you will be executed. And if you could not finish, then you will be safe. You can still be alive." Heard of that, then this executioner just released the cup, and the cup spilled out. And the king said, "You said, king, that if I have completed this drink, then I will be executed. As soon as I do not drink, I can still be alive." And the king said, "You are very smart. Now you can go." And because trust in the word of this king, he has done what is impossible for him, is to, he was let go because of the word of the king. To trust in a promise, a man on this word. And that prisoner escaped the execution. When we trust in the Lord, that 2 weeks ago, we studied the word, "I will be with you." That's a promise to Joshua. "I will be with you wherever you go." God promised to Joshua before he entered the promise, lead the people to enter the land. Are we continue to be with the Lord, to be in a relationship with Him, in studying His Word, in prayer, in worship the Lord, the relationship in the service of the Lord? All the apostles was waiting there, all the problem of one heart and prayer continually. May we learn of this attitude of waiting like the apostle. And then the Lord would do great things for us. Because the Lord is wanting to become witnesses for Him. The second point that we can share together, to be a witness, we have to know how to depend on God. When the apostle heard that you will receive the baptism by the Holy Spirit, maybe something that the apostle wasn't very understanding. But the spirit on them, they can become a Moses, they can become assassin, a union for some special apostle to do great things. And we see all these apostles, they're running. They thought that if the Holy Spirit come into their life, I will be famous. They are thinking about God will be king on Jerusalem, and now they are now serving this king on this glorious earth in Jerusalem. Israel will never be again depending on the Romans, under the dependence the Romans, but Israel will be an independent nation and glory and famous above our nation. They thought that they, when Jesus become king on this earth, that they are wanting to make Jesus this king and ask Jesus, when will you restore? And so all the other nations will come to Israel to give gifts. And all the nations will come and see Jesus, just like Solomon in the Old Testament. And so they were happy when the Holy Spirit will be with on them. They thought they were dreaming of a glorious nation on this earth, that Jesus will be their king. And so they asked Jesus, is this the time you will restore Israel? Will this be the time when Jesus will restore Israel? And they were imagining, they were wishing that Israel will be liberated. So they asked them, is this the time you will restore Israel? And maybe the image of James. Peter, witnessing the transfiguration with Moses and Elijah there. And so Jesus brought Peter, and on that mountain, they saw all the glory of Jesus. His face was shining. And this robe, Jesus' robe, is also shining in white. And there are two other characters with him. One is Moses, and the other is Elijah. And two of them came to talk to Jesus on that transfiguration. And after a while, and when that happened, and they left Jesus, Peter said, no. This not end here. What can I do? I can build a temple for you, for one for Moses, and we'll remain here. And Peter wished that all of this will remain forever on this earth. This glory will continue. And Peter has never witnessed such a glory before. But in Luke, verse 33 and 35, Peter did not understand what he was talking about. Is there that sometime we dream that we bring to the Lord, that we ask the Lord for something we don't understand? So when did that happen? The apostle was said, a voice come from the cloud. This is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him. The son of man is Jesus himself. When you descend it, do not reveal the secret to anyone. Oh, this is something wonderful. Peter said, this is a glorious event. That's never happened. It must be proclaimed to the world, Peter would sing like that. This must be seen by everyone. But Jesus, no, you must keep a secret. So the Lord Jesus said, must be quiet. And before Jesus, Peter thought, this is something I must proclaim to all the apostles to see. But to be a witness of the Lord, we have to depend on the Lord and listen to Jesus. The world that we have here, that all the occurrence, all the events, it could have an impact on our faith. And but the Lord is waiting to wait and to depend on Him. And we recognize in that hope there is a God here, and He is with us, and He's sovereign over all. It is told a story of Vietnam. There's a believer in Saigon in Vietnam, and she loved the Lord very much. But one day, a friend asked her to see a psychic. And he is a good psychic. He can predict the future. So she was very curious and went along. I don't believe in any psychic, she said to her friend. But her friend said, he told me many good things that happened. And this lady said, no, I won't believe him. And finally, my life will depend on the Lord, this lady said. Well, if you want me to go, I will also go, but I don't believe him. And then this lady came along with a friend and to see the psychic. And after the saying with this lady, I don't believe you, what you say. I don't believe what you say, she insisted. But this psychic continued to insist. I will tell you. I will tell you without, for free. I will not charge you anything. In the next payment, you will be sick, and then you will die. And then they went home. And this Christian lady continue to pay attention to what the psychic told him, that she will pass away, and it affected her mind. She was worried, she was concerned that she would die in 3 months. And now she really falls sick, and there is no medicine to save her. You have been well, her husband said. What happened to you? How could anything happen to you? And she confided in him. I have seen a psychic, and he told me that I would be sick in 3 months and I would die. So I told him I didn't believe in him, but he told me in 3 months I would have a very illness that I can die from that. I would die from that. Now, I feel that sickness has come upon me. Oh, the husband. Oh, you are so naive. We are the children of God. Our life is in depending on the Lord, not on the psychic thing. And then the husband asked the congregation and the body of Christ to come and pray for his wife. And pray. So ask the Lord to liberate her from this fear and this sickness. And after praying, and then her anxiousness was lifted away. 3 more months, she can still hear. 6 months, she's still here. And 10 more years, she's still alive. What affected her to be fearful of that, like that, by this psychic? But something affected her belief. And then that psychic's words continued to remain in her mind. We are living in an unbelieving world. There are many events that can affect our faith. Our children can be affected by the culture, by the secular culture of this world. But we pray that we trust that the Lord will help us to recognize. Jesus knows that something is affecting the apostles. They thought that Jesus will come to restore Israel, to bring Israel into independence. And so many Jews of that day had the same idea that Jesus must act to restore Israel. Many followers of Jesus thought at that time like that. And so when Judas went and sold Jesus, then he can stop this resurrection. But that's not the plan. That is not what Jesus was here to do. And all the apostles had the same idea. Is this the time that you will restore Israel? And Jesus said to them in verse 7, it is not for you to know the times or dates. This belongs to the Father. He has said by his own authority. This is something for you to know. So do not think about that. Do not dream about it. Do not make anything about it. This is something belong to the Father. The authority is Him. To restore Israel is in the Father's plan. When Israel will be restored is upon the Father. It is a time and a day that you should not know, Jesus said to his apostle. To be a witness for the Lord. Only depend on the Lord, on His word. It's not in our thinking. It's not in our imagination how our faith will turn out. May we learn the way to become a witness by depending on the Lord and His word. The third point that we can share together, a witness of the Lord is someone who knows the power of God. In verse 8, that, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. To become a witness is to be His children is to be His witness. To be a witness, to become a witness means that someone to receive the power of the Holy Spirit affected our life. But the way the Holy Spirit affects in the life is not for others to see us, for others to see God in our life. Your life must be shined among people so that they can see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So when we do good work, it's not for us to be honored, but for the Father to be honored. We must bring His fruit outwardly. To achieve that result, Jesus, the Holy Spirit must be upon you, so that you can receive that power. Our wisdom is nothing. Jesus knows that our ability is so weak. And Jesus knows that our flesh could not do anything for the Lord. All must be present of the Holy Spirit. That power will enable us to do good works. It doesn't matter how long we have known about the Word of God. It doesn't matter what situation we are. The Holy Spirit must be in us to enable us, to empower us to do His work, to bring good results for the Lord. The light of the apostles, they were waiting in Jerusalem. 10 more days, the Holy Spirit descended according what Jesus had promised. And what happened when the Holy Spirit descended upon them? They were baptized in the Holy Spirit at that time. In Acts chapter 2, it says that all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. There are other foreigners coming to Jerusalem, and then they are from Crete, Arab, and there are several regions around who are the converts to Judaism, come to Jerusalem. And because of the Holy Spirit decided that they can speak in other languages and other recognize their native language. Did they learn about these languages? No. Were they able to learn them? No, they did not learn about. This is the miracles the Holy Spirit has done. They did not learn this language, but they were able to speak that language. What for? Not just to make money, not to make some benefit for themselves, is to talk about this gospel to other people who have a different language. The story descended on the lives of the believers to help to talk about the gospel to others. The Holy Spirit has decided, and the Holy Spirit will enable them to do supernatural things that by themselves they could not do by their natural ability. I can do all things, Paul said, for to him who gives me strength. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. God has the Holy Spirit from the old time, Old Testament until now, that each one can say about the gospel, the power of God to save. Do we receive the power of the Holy Spirit in our life? Without that power, we could not do anything. When the Holy Spirit descends upon you, you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and the end of the earth. And they have to believe me, because there, that is the first place where the gift of the Holy Spirit would descend upon the apostles. The gospel must be preached in Jerusalem. And then, into Samaria, then all of Judea, and then to the end of the earth. This is the plan for the gospel to be spread. In Acts, we see that the gospel, the plan to spread the gospel has been accomplished since that time when the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles. And from there, from all of Judea and to Samaria, and then the gospel spreading to the end of the earth. And this is the way for our responsibility to spread the gospel. We are witness of him. It's not whatever we say. No, there must be a message. The Holy Spirit must be in us. The power of Holy Spirit must be in us to teach what we have to say and do, that we witness for him that God has planned. Here, the way that the Lord has planned for the apostle is that to be witness from near to far, from in to out. First Jerusalem, then to Samaria, Judea, and then into the end of the earth. When the Lord wants us to be a witness, first witness to our family, first witness to our relatives, to our friends, to our co-workers, to our neighbors. This is the plan the Lord has for each one of us. And when we are remaining in this plan, and the power of the Spirit will enable you and me to be a witness. In Mark chapter 5, talk about someone who'd been possessed by 2,000 evil spirits has entered this person. And so he was very strong and did many things with good strength. Nobody can tie him down. He could fight up all. And he went into the cemetery. That's not where he should live. He was there. And he used the shards to stretch himself until bleeding out. When the power of darkness possessed someone, and that person's life is miserable, they cannot live among the living. And so we are reminded, do not go out of Jerusalem. Do not go out of the place where the promise has been promised. Jerusalem is where the Lord asked the apostles to wait until they receive the power. And when that person has been healed by Jesus, and when Jesus went away on the boat, this person came, "Dear Rabbi, let me go with you," Jesus said. "Go home," Jesus said, "to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." That's the plan Jesus wants each one of us. Our relatives, our family, Jerusalem must be first, the closest person to us when we are in the power of the Holy Spirit. When we say some stranger, it's easy. But to talk about our gospel to family is harder. We have many times could not do it. We have to remember the method that the salvation plan God has given us. The gospel must be preached in our family first and then to others. Why does the gospel must be preached to our own family? Because when the gospel came to our relatives, there will be immediate result. Because those around us will see how our life has changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. That will tell us how we have been changed. But only the relatives of us can know us, can see us, can see the old person of us before. Now, with the power of the Holy Spirit, who changed our lives to renew us. And so, the gospel must be preached within our own family first. Sometimes we can receive some teaching. Maybe some of us tell us we have to declare what the Bible tells us about. Then we will become that person. This declaration may not apply because, for example, if a father before he passed away promised that my son will receive the inheritance. This is the promise of a father to the son that when he dies, the inheritance will go to his son. So this son is very happy. He went out and said, "I have a lot of money now." See, congregation, when he boasted, does he have any money yet? No. Because that money only happened when his father passed away. And then the inheritance belonged to the son. At this time, this son has no inheritance yet. And so, we become anew, not because we declare, but because the Lord has done when we give ourselves to the Lord. Submit ourselves to the Lord, to the power of the Spirit. The relationship between us and the Lord is personal. When God could not act in ourselves, when we don't allow the Holy Spirit to act in us, we continue to be a sinner. We continue to remain in our flesh. Our desire remains against what the Holy Spirit desires. But he said, must do something in our life. And so, we have to dedicate our life into God's hands so that our life can be changed. There must be evidence in our life so we can become a witness when our life has been changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. When somebody asks some Buddhists who are trying to correct themselves morally, and there is a saying by Buddha saying, the hardest is to correct yourself at home, secondly in the marketplace, and first at the temple. What does it mean? If someone who corrects himself morally, it is easy to do it at the temple because there's nobody around, and all the focus will be in correcting themselves at the temple. But at home is to correct because there are others who are seeing us. We have to resolve many issues with people around us. The husband may have some issue. The parents may have issues with the children and vice versa. And so to correct oneself at home is more difficult, or the most difficult. And so hardest is to try to morally correct ourselves at home. And the secondly, in the marketplace, that means if we try to correct ourselves morally in the marketplace, we can be deterred by the relationship with our friends, our co-workers. But it's easier than resolving issue at home. So, and then in the marketplace, we also have issue with our friends when we try to correct ourselves in the marketplace. But in the temple, by ourselves, it's easier to correct ourselves wrongly. That's a saying from a different religion. So God is putting us in a situation that we must change first. That we have to say to the Lord, I need to be changed, Lord. I need to be renewed. I must be a new creature. There's a philosopher, Socrates. Some day, his friend Tomlin told him, I have a story to tell you. And Socrates said, before you tell me the story, I want to ask you three things. The friend said, what do you want to ask me? And the first thing I want to ask is, the story you're about to tell me, is that truth or falseness? And the friend said, I don't even know. Somebody told me the story, so I just want to tell you. I don't know whether it's true or not. And the second thing, so what do you want to tell me? Is it good or bad? And his friend thought, I'm not sure if it's good or bad. And then Socrates asked the third question, so the story you're about to tell me, is it going to make me any benefits to me? And the friend said, I just want to tell you a story. It has nothing to do with you. And Socrates said, then don't tell me that story. Because what you tell me may not be true, it may not be good, and may not bring me any benefit. It's better for you not to tell me at all. The congregation, the life of a Christian that is, must tell the truth. We have to tell the truth of our lives. To talk about the goodness, what God has done for us. The life of a Christian is the life must bring benefits to others, especially the everlasting life that we can help bring about. That the Lord wanted us to be a witness. You have to wait for the power. You will receive the Holy Spirit, and then you will be my witness. May the Lord bless you to receive how God will use us that we will become an instrument of the Lord. May the Lord bless you. Let's all stand. We'll read together the key verse. This is a promise of the Lord. And this is the way the gospel can be spread through us. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you, and you will be my witnesses. Let's pray for closing prayer. We are thankful, Lord, that we have the privilege to be your witness. But you know that we need to receive the Holy Spirit, the power to empower us to do this. While we are living in this world, there are many events that can affect our faith, affect our family. May you allow us to continue to be faithful, to trust in your word, to be obedient to your word, so that we can wait, so that we can receive the power that you will empower us in the Holy Spirit, that we will depend on you, and then we truly become your witness. May the glory be yours, Lord, in each of our lives. We are thankful for your word this morning. May we live in your power. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.